When workers painted Weslaco's ornate 1928 City Hall and Fire Station an unexpected shade of pink, a few drive-by critics were heard to shout, "That looks ugly." But the border community's old-timers remembered. The Spanish colonial-style stucco building, with its cast-stone cherubs, gargoyles, and double-headed eagles, was not always boring beige. Behind 30-year-old planters and accumulated dirt on the walls was a rosy surprise. Weslaco residents are learning to love this back-to-the-future hue. Along the way, the city's signature architectural jewel, a Texas historic landmark, has been restored right down to the barrel tiles on the roof. They were removed, individually numbered, and hand-scrubbed before they were put back in place over a new, weather-resistant substrate. Since the restoration in 2006, city offices have moved to a new municipal complex nearby. The old city hall now serves as headquarters for the city's fire department. The building was designed by architect R. Newell Waters, the son of an early Weslaco land developer. It's distinguished by an intricate cast-stone entryway and colorful tiled cupola. Legend has it that locally fabricated cast stone molds were sunk in the Rio Grande after construction, so they couldn't be duplicated. Waters, who lived and worked in the area from 1924 until his death in 1979, also is responsible for downtown Weslaco's Mediterranean-inspired look. After designing many local residences, schools, and commercial buildings, he persuaded the city to adopt new facades along a portion of Texas Boulevard, Weslaco's main drag, in what's described as Spanish, with a touch of Southern California, style. Restoration project architect J. Carlos Ortiz Jr. of Negrete and Kohler Architects, Edinburgh office, looked to other Waters designs when replicating the old city hall's original steel windows. Workers also re-leaded sagging stained glass panels, and the architects designed new wooden firehouse doors after finding the originals still in use at a Weslaco residence.